Manipulators rarely advise you to seek new and diverse information or to learn and research for yourself. It tends to be safer for exploitive and irresponsible leaders to keep their citizens in the dark. In their view, less independent thought is better. Independent thought leads to an inquiring mind, a mindset that eventually leads to the questioning of authority figures, and that is the one thing that inadequate leaders do not want. And that was said by Teresa Stover. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I'll be your host for the next hour. In the eyes of our governments, independent thought is one of the most terrifying prospects they face, because independent thought is what could very easily bring down the systems of control that currently enslave humankind. You see, within the system that controls us, everybody is trained only to focus on their own little boxed view of reality. And it is essentially a boxed view of reality that these people have, people within the corporate system. You'll find that if you really look at the people within these systems and the executives of some of these companies, they're not necessarily evil people. They are simply people who are incapable of independent thought. And when they do think, it generally only encompasses what little boxed section of reality they are in control of. You see, the entire corporate system is extremely compartmentalized. And as I've said before, the people within these little compartments work very hard to make their compartment more efficient because they believe that is success. Success within the business and corporate world is to improve the efficiency of your little section. And so the system becomes more and more efficient, thereby effectively dispelling more and more of humanity as the process continues. You see, the system works to make itself efficient at the expense of mankind. And it isn't necessarily that the people that operate within the system are evil. They're simply working to make their section more efficient because they are incapable of independent thought. Well, at least within the business world anyway, they might be able to think independently in some small ways in regard to their family lives, but as far as the corporate or business structure goes, they are literally incapable of independent thought. They only understand what is good for their little compartment. And it's also very important for people to realize that they act like this and they think like this because they have been trained to do so through an education system which indoctrinates and trains people to act in this manner. See, the education system is not about actually helping human consciousness to blossom. It's about constricting human consciousness within a particular paradigm and causing people to think in a certain way, and essentially to give people a very left-brained and very analytical understanding of the world. And when you can realize that this is what's going on, and then you can step back and look at our society and our social and legal structure, indeed the very structure of our governments in all of our nations, what you find is that this too is a corporate system, and it functions from a perspective of business more than a perspective of anything that could be construed as human or in any way that benefits humanity. It's not about that. What it's about is improving the business structure and improving the efficiency of the corporate system. That's why things such as privatized jails make sense, because in a corporate model, it makes sense to do this because this is how you maximize profits and maximize efficiency. It doesn't matter how inhuman it may be and how much it may go against the moral fiber of society, because it's not about that. It's about improving the corporate and business structure to make it more efficient. And this is why our governments do the things they do. And again, you can't blame the individuals within the government, because these people usually have an incredibly boxed view of reality, and all they're doing is working to make their little section more efficient. They just never step back to see the whole mosaic and see where it's actually going and realize the damage that they are actually doing to mankind and the restrictions they are imposing upon human consciousness, because they just don't see it that way. They only see that their little section is now more efficient, and because it's more efficient, they get given a little bonus or a little raise or a little extra something at Christmas time, or they get rewarded in some way because they have succeeded in making their section more efficient, and they feel better about themselves. And very often they sincerely believe that they have done a great service to humankind by improving the overall efficiency of their little boxed section of reality. And they think this way simply because this is the way they have been trained to think through the education and corporate systems that they have been exposed to and indoctrinated into. And also very much due to the fact that our society, our education system, and our whole social structure is deeply rooted in paranoia, because people are trained to see everything as a threat. And of course, independent thought is itself a threat to the social and corporate structure. So naturally, this has been weeded out of our education system as efficiently as possible. And this is why things such as Trivium and Quadrivium were removed from the mainstream education system around about 120 years ago, because removing Trivium and Quadrivium from people's education was a very effective method of removing independent thought from the general consciousness of Western culture. You see, independent thought could very easily bring down the system, because in a system where people did think independently, it wouldn't be possible to keep them in these little tiny boxed sections of reality that they live in. It wouldn't be possible to make people always walk between the lines. It wouldn't be possible to dehumanize the people within our society to the extent that they have been dehumanized. And this is going on more and more, folks. There was a recent report of a six-year-old boy who was being charged with sexual assault because he touched a little girl during a game of tag. Now, folks, this is, again, removing everything from humanity that makes them human. I mean, this is a six-year-old boy, for God's sake. A six-year-old boy has no concept of sex or sexual attraction or sexual assault or anything like that. He's simply playing tag with one of his friends. And this is a very, very good example of the further and continual dehumanizing of mankind that is taking place. I mean, I can't even imagine the mentality of the teacher in the school who thought of pressing charges against this child. I mean, it's absolutely disgraceful. But again, what we see is the dehumanization of mankind due to the lack of independent thought by the teachers at the school and the people that are involved in the incident, if you could even call it an incident. I mean, how you could class a game of tag by six-year-olds as an incident defies all rational logic in any way, shape, or form. But again, this is the way people within our society are being trained to think. And of course, this is also a very good indication of how deeply rooted our way of thinking is in paranoia. I mean, to even think that this child had some sort of devious motives in his mind when he's a six-year-old boy playing tag is absolutely incredible. I mean, personally, I think that the teachers involved should all be taken for psychiatric evaluation, as it seems pretty clear that these people are incapable of thinking in any way that could be construed as rational. And the fact that these people are in positions where they are educating our children is a very clear demonstration of why our society is going down the gurgler as quickly as it is. I mean, these are the sort of mentors that the next generation has to use as role models. And this, of course, will only result in the further destruction of our society and the further dehumanizing of the human species. I mean, that, of course, is the only possible outcome that could result from this type of behaviour by these people. And again, in cases such as these, we clearly see a lack of independent thought. And also, I might add, a lack of anything that could even remotely be construed as intelligence within the minds of these people. And again, folks, these people behave in this manner because it is the way they have been trained to behave. You see, that's why, as I said earlier, it's very difficult to look at people within the system and blame them personally for their actions, because all they're doing is working within their little compartment and they're doing what they're programmed to do. I mean, certainly the system is an incredibly evil system that serves to benefit mankind in no way at all. And it's important to become aware of that, but it's also important to see what the actual solution to this whole problem is. And the solution doesn't lie in attacking those that work within the system, because when you attack the system, you simply give it power. So that's obviously not the way to go about things. I mean, if you attack some person within some particular government department, all you do is strengthen that department. So that's obviously not the way to go about things. So you have to see a different way. You have to see what the real solution to the problem is. And the answer is to realize that the system that you're attempting to fight is essentially fiction, and the solution is non-compliance. So this is what I've been saying for 4 years on this radio show. And of course you can't stand in non-compliance by yourself, because you'll get eaten up by the system. So you need the community to stand with you. So therefore you simply have to break down the barriers that exist between yourself and your community. And the way to do that is to realize that we're all in this together. We are all literally one, and we are all just as valid as each other. This is why I keep coming back to empathy and compassion all the time, folks. Because you see, you can't enter politics, you can't enter the system and try to work within the system to change the system, because the system will not allow it. Once you enter into it, it will force you to work within the parameters it provides for you. But the system is essentially illusionary. It's a meme, just an idea. And if you fight against it, you'll never win, because you're fighting a cloud. What you have to do is disconnect from it and stop going along with it. And the way that you disconnect from it is to connect with the people around you. I know I'm just banging the same old drum, folks, that I always bang, but this is it. This is how we fix everything. You know, the people of our societies just have to extricate themselves from the system. And you need strong community, and you need to provide good role models for your children. Don't let them just go down the government path and the path of what their schools teach them, because their schools do not teach them what reality is. Their schools teach them to spy on their parents and respect homeland security. I mean, we're almost at the stage where the children within our school system are models of what was once called the Nazi youth in 1940 Germany, where children were literally trained to spy on their parents. And this is what's happening in our school systems now. Our children are being asked to check up on what their parents are doing, and if they're doing anything that doesn't go along with what we're teaching you in this school here, to please come and report it to us so we can investigate them, just in order to keep you safe. So it's important that you let your children know what's going on and educate your children at home as well. I mean, sure, let them get a mainstream education, in as much as they need to be able to learn to read and write and do arithmetic and sort of function within this society. But never lose sight of the facts of our world, and make sure you teach the facts of our world to your children. Because it is in the children that our hope for a better future lies. But in order for these children to have this better future, the people of my generation and the elder generations on this planet, the adults on this planet now, need to realize that they are the custodians of their children's future, and they need to take the matter in hand to reinstate natural law on this planet before it is completely replaced with the will of politicians. Because most certainly, judging by their track records, these politicians do not have the best interest of the populace at heart. And again, folks, the only ones who have any hope at all of changing the direction this ship of state is sailing in are the people themselves. but they have to do it. They have to participate in the reality in which they inhabit. Too many people want to stay in a state of positive love and light, but they are not prepared to apply it to the world around them. And hence we find the world in its current dilemma. And it is a dilemma that is very serious and that could be turned around very easily if the people simply opened their eyes to reality and participated in the world and the societies in which they live. And in saying that, I'm not saying that people should participate in their local business or join the PTA or anything. What I'm saying is they need to participate in their community in a communal sense, and they need to treat other people as themselves, break down these barriers of division, and apply love, empathy, and compassion to the people around them. You imagine if everybody did this, folks. If the whole world suddenly realized what reality was and applied empathy and compassion to the equation, the world would change in 3 seconds. And of course, the only way that's going to happen, folks, is if people spread information, get people out of this television education that they have, this television version of reality that they believe is real. Because everybody gets all their information from the television or from the newspapers. They look at the TV and they read the newspaper and they honestly think that they're informed. They honestly think that they know what's going on overseas because the television told them, even though they've probably never been overseas, they've never been to any of these places that they're hearing about. But according to the television, it's like this. And so that's what they believe. And the television tells them that you are now informed. If you listen to our station and you listen to our news, then you are informed. Don't listen to anybody else because they don't have the truth. We do. And so don't you worry about anything that's going on outside of your little house. We've now told you the truth, and you should be lucky that you're living in a nice, safe country now. Do what you're told and trust the government and get up and go to work in the morning. And of course, don't forget to be in a constant state of fear and a constant state of paranoia. And if you see anything that you think is out of the normal, if it doesn't fit within the parameters provided for you by Homeland Security, please report it to the authorities just to be safe. And folks, this is the direction we are being led in. This is the path they are taking us down. But it doesn't have to be that way. Now look, ever since I started doing these shows, I've always spoken to you about energy, I've always spoken to you about non-compliance, the difference between being in a state of love and a state of fear. And a lot of people have heard this and they've said, oh, this is just New Age mumbo jumbo. But the thing is that they're missing the point, because it's not New Age mumbo jumbo at all. In fact, it's so far removed from New Age thinking that it actually bears no resemblance. The New Age movement is basically a system of spiritual narcissism that was created by the powers that be to distract people and lead them down a blind alley by giving them 90% of the truth and then locking them into a little bubble of inaction. What I'm attempting to explain to you, and what I've been attempting to explain to you since day one, is how you can change reality by using some of your higher senses. And I've had numerous discussions on air about the power of emotions and how these emotions are actually a language and how we are literally communicating to reality around us, to the energy field around us, via the electromagnetic field we are setting up with our emotion and our intention. You see, emotion and intention are two of our higher senses and two languages that we can still access, only we've forgotten that it's a language. And it's by understanding that this is a language is how you change reality. And this isn't any New Age type of understanding, folks. It's actually based in science and biology. It's something that all the great teachers have tried to tell you, and it's something that I've experienced for myself. I've literally changed my reality through the realization that emotion and intention are in fact languages that a human being can use to interface with reality around them in realms that most people don't even perceive to be there. And I'll try to explain to you what I mean and how this works and see if I can get it into some type of nutshell. Because if people could simply realize the truth about reality and how it works, it would be so easy to change things. And of course, one of the biggest obstacles we face against people ever realizing it is the beliefs they hold about themselves and the beliefs they hold about the world. People are quite literally limited by what they believe is possible, when in fact what they believe is possible has been taught to them from within the parameters of the current education and indoctrination system. And they are also very limited in their opinion and their views about themselves. Most people seem to view themselves in a very superficial way. They are concerned with what they look like, they're concerned with how they are viewed by their peers, they're concerned with where they are on the social ladder, and they're often very afraid of being all that they can be for fear of letting the people around them see who they really are. Most people perceive themselves to be anything but perfect when, in fact, they are perfect. Everybody is perfect. Everybody is perfect at being who they are and understanding the experience that they're having, because who they are is who they need to experience. That's why they're here. So, of course, it's perfect, because no one can be you better than you can be you. So why would you ever consider yourself to be anything but perfect? But unfortunately, people are presented with the image of what is perfect by the media, by the corporate system, by the social system, by the advertising mechanisms that we have in place. Everybody's given all these yardsticks with which to judge themselves, because they never want you to see you for who you are. But once you realize who you are and you realize that everybody else is an equal of you in Lakesh, you begin to see the world in a completely different way. Now, I've also spoken to you many times about the fabric of reality. I'm sure I've mentioned to you way back in 2008 or 2009 that if you can look at the fabric that makes up reality, think of it as a mesh, as an energetic fabric from which all matter comes from, and realize that what holds this matter together is compassion, the emotion of compassion, the physical state of compassion. Because if all matter wasn't in a compassionate relationship with itself, it wouldn't be able to hold together, if you can think of things that way. I know it's a little bit right brain for a lot of people, but compassion is literally the fabric that makes up all creation. And your interaction with that fabric, your interface, is empathy. And empathy is realizing what I just said, how you are perfect and how the person next to you is also perfect, and that their perspective of reality is just as valid as yours. And this might be someone that you're actually having difficulties with, and in turn, they are having difficulties with you. But isn't that simply because neither of you see the other's perspective as being valid? You hold judgment towards their perspective, and it's a mutual thing. You both do it because you don't understand what reality is. And yet, if you showed empathy for that person, and they showed empathy towards you, even though you have a completely different perspective on reality, you would still see each other as valid. Therefore, there would be no barrier. There would be no competition. And I realize that this may be difficult. It may be extremely difficult for you, because you might be in this state with someone and they're just acting like a jerk, and that's the way they are. But that's fine too. I mean, that's their perspective and that's their path. That's their way of learning, and they will learn eventually. But even in such a case, what you need to do is to lead by example. You need to lead by example in all that you do, all the time. And when you begin to fully comprehend that every moment of every day you are literally speaking to reality around you with the language of emotion and the language of intention, and reality is mirroring these things back to you, you begin to see how easy it is to change things. You begin to live your life in a completely different way. And I've said so often, and I've proven it to be true so many times, that if you give to creation and you treat other people as equals, and you serve creation, and you serve others but not at the expense of yourself, and you serve yourself but not at the expense of others, and you have pure intention in all that you do, reality always provides for you. It always puts you where you need to be. And things can just spontaneously manifest when you need them. And this is how my life works. This is how my life has been for quite some time now. Because this is the way I interact with reality around me. I'm always aware that I'm speaking in higher languages. And now that I've become aware of them, I'm beginning to understand them. And I'm beginning to see how reality communicates back. And as I said, this may seem a little right-brained for most people, but this is literally how things work. And so if you were to treat the people in your community as yourself and they were to do the same thing, corruption simply wouldn't exist within this reality. It simply wouldn't be part of this world. And okay, so we've got these corrupt governments at the top that are doing all of these things and enacting all of these laws and this legislation, but it's only because we all comply with what they say. And the only reason we comply is because we're trained to comply, and we do it because we're divided from each other. We know we can't stand alone, and we are afraid that the people around us won't stand up with us because we are so divided from these people. Why would they stand up with us? We don't even know them, and yet we are neighbours. And they are facing exactly the same problems that we are facing. And that's why it is so important to break down this division in our community, and it is why I keep coming back to it like a broken record. But I think it's break time now, folks, so I'll leave it there for now, and we'll go and have a break. Thank you for spending this time with me today. And I'll speak to you again in a few minutes. Welcome back, folks. So the reason I talk about energy so much and I present you with my understanding of how the universe works and how reality works is because when the reality of what I've said to you really hits you and you grasp a firm realization of how reality works, how matter is held together, how your body works, and how you interact with the world around you, it becomes virtually impossible to feel fear. And look, fear is such a big part of our lives that most people are in a state of fear and don't even know they are, because the fact is that everybody in Western society lives their lives in a constant state of fear. It's always there, dripping in the back of your mind. Fear that you won't be accepted. Fear that you'll not meet the bills this month. Fear that you won't be appreciated by people. Fear that you don't look the way you would like to look. Fear that you don't have the skills that you'd like to have. Fear of people actually seeing inside you and seeing you for who you really are. So we have this facade, this persona that we present to the world. But very often it's not who we are. Very few people are real. Many people believe themselves to be, but they still have stuff with other people. They still have stuff with people around them. They're still in judgment. They still have stuff with other races, stuff with their neighbors, stuff with their siblings. Because they don't understand what that stuff is that they're having with people is fear. And it exists because they don't understand reality. They don't understand that the person they've got stuff with is simply a reflection of themselves. It comes from the same source. It's just another perspective of consciousness. And there's usually something about that person that totally interferes with your perception of yourself and your perception of what reality is. That person causes you to challenge your belief system. Whether you realize it or not, that's 99.9% of the time what's going on. They're causing you to challenge your belief system, and you will not take the opportunity to challenge it. You will not look at your belief system and see that that person has a perspective that's valid. No matter how wrong they may be, their perspective is still valid, and their perspective is based on what their experiences have been up to that point and what environment they've been around up to that point. And who's to say their perspective is wrong? could it be your perspective that is wrong? Or could it be that both perspectives are right? Because both perspectives are the logical product of the influences that that particular person, that particular frequency of consciousness has been exposed to up to that point. So why would you perceive anybody's perspective as being invalid? You've got to understand that this is a very, very complicated world, and some people have had very, very complicated lives. They've been exposed to all sorts of things, and each one of these things has molded them into who they are now and the perspective that they have of reality. And it's very rare to find that perspective based on any type of real understanding of how reality works. Most people are like frightened little children inside. They've been brutalized. They've been brutalized since birth. They grow up, they're shoved into this school system which teaches them everything they don't need to know and completely locks off their right brain, teaches them to think in a certain way, to always abide by the rules, to always respect authority, and to never find out who you are. And you get up and you grow up through life, and you're in this social system which is teaching you you've got to climb over people to get to the top of the pile, and you've got to collect paper to be alive, and you never find out who you are. You miss out on that bit. And then you get to adulthood, and you've got these people that are just frightened children inside, and they've got this incredibly boxed view of reality because through all the chaos and all the jumble and all the assaults upon their consciousness that have happened to them through life, they've found this one little pathway that works for them. Okay, I'm safe here. I'm safe if I walk between these lines. I can put up these barriers around me and nobody can hurt me because nobody can get inside. And they call that being focused. But see, this is what's happened to human consciousness, and it's what's happened to virtually every person in the Western world, and we've gone off and infected the rest of the planet with it now as well. I mean, we've turned everybody into the Western world just about. Most people have got televisions. Most people have got mobile phones. I mean, almost every town on Earth's probably got a McDonald's in it. Unless, of course, you happen to be somewhere where brown people live, and then we've probably bombed the crap out of that and stolen all their resources. So it's either get the McDonald's or get bombed, really, isn't it? Although half the time we'll probably bomb you if you get the McDonald's anyway. Because that's just what Western society seems to like to do. I think it's called bringing democracy to the world. But then I'm probably going off on a tangent here, folks. So the point is that human consciousness has been absolutely brutalized. And so you've got to understand why people have the perspectives that they have and why there is so much pain and suffering in the world, why people are prepared to go and support these military maneuvers and go and join the armed forces to think they're protecting their nation when really all they're doing is going out and murdering people for resources. When the whole concept of going into Iraq first for weapons of mass destruction that didn't exist and then to free the people from the terrible clutches of Saddam Hussein, oh yes, we're going in there to protect them. You're not protecting anybody. You don't protect people by killing them. And all of the karma that these people are bringing onto themselves, all the other terrified frequencies of consciousness that they now have attached to them due to ending people's lives prematurely, all the karma that they have yet to accumulate because of what's been done in these regions. I mean, the weapons of mass destruction that have been used all through the Persian Gulf, the weapons of mass destruction that were used in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Libya. And when I say this, what I'm talking about is America's use of depleted uranium weaponry. Depleted uranium is a weapon of mass destruction that goes on killing indiscriminately for millions of years after it's used. America speaks out about other countries developing even nuclear power. It's screaming out about Iran, worried about them developing nuclear power because they may get a weapon of mass destruction. And yet America is the only country on Earth that has ever used weapons of mass destruction in the form of atomic bombs that were dropped on Japan. And it continues to use weapons of mass destruction in the form of depleted uranium weapons, which it has deposited all throughout every single war zone that it's ever been involved in. And it is not just the countries that have been invaded by America that have experienced the horror of depleted uranium. It's also the US soldiers who go and fight the wars. because the biological ailments that these soldiers end up with, the cancers and tumours that they develop in their bodies from breathing this depleted uranium air, and then they go home and they infect their wives with this, and they leave this in the desert areas to destroy the population for generations and generations to come. Quite literally for millions of years. And this is the unfortunate state that we find ourselves in today. This is the state of human consciousness, and this is the state of our planet and our societies. But this entire state, this entire system, it only functions because of what's been done to human consciousness to put us in this little boxed reality. And that's why I try to present to you a different perspective of how things work, because when you can perceive the universe to be energetic, you can just step back and see how it works. You have this aha moment, this wow moment, where you just look and you can see it. You see how the whole thing's connected. And you see exactly how reality works. And what's happened is that this incredible, expansive human consciousness that we are, that we all belong to, has been pushed and squashed down into this little tiny box and told to behave itself. And all of the things that we're facing, folks, the depopulation plan of the elite, the police state that's being introduced, the strip mining of the planet, the destruction of the water table, Fukushima, all of the things that are happening right now, they're only happening because we can't seem to see out of this box we've been squashed into. You see, I go through all of these discussions about the energetic universe and the true nature of reality and the true nature of consciousness and how we are all connected to each other and all this sort of stuff, not because I'm trying to promote any New Age understanding. I'm simply attempting to help people understand what reality is so that they can remove fear from their lives, because when they remove that fear, they can connect with the people around them, and when we have this united community, we can change the world. We can change the direction our societies are going. All of these laws and pieces of legislation that have been brought in America, in Australia, in New Zealand, all over the world, we don't have to go along with any of it, folks. It's all rubbish. It only exists on paper. The only reason we do go along with it at all is because our communities are divided. Because we can't count on the people next to us to stand up for what's right, because they don't know what's right. They only know what the television and the education system and the social structure has taught them to believe reality is. That's all they know. And that's why I say you should always lead by example. Get to know your neighbours and lead by example. Show them what a wonderful person you are because you understand what reality is. Because they're going to want to know what sort of a person you are. If you start helping people around you, they're going to want to know you. They're going to want to get to know you. They're going to like your company. They're going to enjoy your company because you see them as valid. You're prepared to listen to what they say. And they're going to wonder why you're so happy all the time and why everything just works out for you all the time. And so you can explain your understanding of reality to them. And then they can work to change their lives as well. Because what they will find is that once they try it and once they reach out to the people around them and they start viewing the people around them as themselves and treating them as themselves, they will see that their world changes. And I firmly believe that's how we do it, folks. I mean, what are we going to do? Get a lot of guns and go and shoot these people that are in charge? I mean, that's not going to work. All we're going to do is put another dictatorship in place, probably one that's worse than what we've got now. Because the people that we're putting in place are prepared to go and murder others in order to change the paradigm. When you're living in a paradigm that's based on murder and violence, you don't use murder and violence in order to introduce a new paradigm. It doesn't work that way. You have to change your way of thinking and realize that the system is fiction, and the way to beat it is to realize that it's fiction. That's all it takes. Once you understand it's fiction, you don't have to go along with it because it's just an idea. It's just a meme. You can exercise your right of sovereignty. You can exercise your right to be who and what God made you. And you can live your life in service to creation, because when you do that, the world changes. All the great teachers throughout history have said the same thing. No matter what teaching or what religion you choose to adhere to, it's always the same message. Know who you are, heaven lies within. Serve creation and treat other people as yourself, and you can change the world in 3 seconds. We just never seem to listen. We think, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Gee, he's wise. Then we forget about it. We go back to work and we turn on the television. But 2012 is the year we can change things, folks. I really believe that our time has come. We just have to seize the opportunities that are being presented to us. The power elite, the ones who control things on this planet, I mean, they're certainly not going to relinquish their grasp on things easily. They've been planning this for hundreds of years, and they've put a great deal of effort into creating the world that we currently see. The world that is, by design, on the verge of degenerating into total chaos, so that from that chaos can emerge the order that these people wish to impose. And it will be an order that's put in place not only legally, forcefully, politically, but also genetically, biologically, electromagnetically. These people have really thought of everything, and they are putting together a control grid that can barely be believed. I mean, when you really start looking at things, look at HARP, look at the satellite grid that's been put in place above the Earth, look at all the mobile phone technology, the genetic alteration of the environment that's going on, the chemtrails. I mean, mankind is under attack from so many different angles that it almost can be too much to face when people really wake up to what's going on. And indeed, it can be overwhelming, especially because when people do wake up, they still believe that in order to fix things, they need to work within the parameters provided by the system. So they need to look beyond that and to realize that the system isn't real and that they don't have to work within those parameters at all. And one of the most empowering moments of the awakening process is when you realize the absolute power of community, if the community were to unite, break down the barriers we have with each other. And when you see that, the simplicity of the solution is magnificent. And it becomes so clear because it is right there in everybody's faces. And that's all we have to do, folks, is simply get along with each other. Unite with your community. Stop profiting from all the people around you. Stop supporting this system which is destroying the planet. It's only destroying the planet because we're supporting it. So stop supporting it and start supporting each other instead. Stop being divided from your community and stop seeing the people around you as a threat and realize that everything about them is perfect and the perspective they have of reality exists that way because of the experiences they've had up to that point. And in 99% of cases, the perspective that the people have developed is based on a misconception of what reality is. It's based on the understanding that's been drilled into them through this left-brain indoctrination system. And so it doesn't matter what has come before. What matters is what we do now, now that we know this. Because it doesn't matter what experiences people have had. It matters what they have from this point. And you can help those experiences to be very, very positive. You know, a united community could achieve everything, folks, if the people were simply to connect with each other and unite and view each other as equals, the whole world would change and the entire police state that's being rammed down our throats could not be put into place and would have absolutely no effect upon the people. We could stop the chemtrails, we could stop the genetically modified food, we could stop all of the repressive legislation right now in one fell swoop if we had a united community and if we simply stopped complying with it and lived our lives to do no harm. Do that and all the repressive legislation just falls away. All the wars dissolve and the encroaching police state simply won't be able to exist. So the only real question and the real problem that we are presented with here boils down to, is humanity up to the challenge? Now, 4 years ago, I released a short film called New World Order, The Final Solution, Humanity's Greatest Challenge, Love or Fear. Nothing's changed since then, folks. It's still the greatest challenge that we face. But the thing is that it's not a political challenge. It's not a challenge we can vote into reality. It's not a challenge we can demonstrate or riot or stage any type of public activism to overcome. It is a challenge for each individual within this society, each unique frequency within reality. It's a personal challenge. It's a choice between love and fear. It's a choice that comes down to each person out there listening to this show. Will you choose to connect with people around you? Will you choose to lead by example and to serve creation? Or will you choose to go in the other direction? And it's important that people do make a choice, because the choice they make will decide the future for not only our generation, but for our children and for all of the generations that are to follow. And unfortunately, in all honesty, if we allow the ship of state to continue in the direction that it's going and allow everything to simply function business as usual, then it's likely that the generations that will follow will number very few. But again, folks, the choice is ours, so we just have to step up to the plate. But do talk to people. Do talk to people. Don't support the war in Iran. And I don't suppose I really need to tell that to anybody who is listening to this show. And I might add, it is a very disturbing thing to see the troop build-up that is currently happening in the Middle East. It really does seem like war with Iran is inevitable due to the amount of troops the United States is putting in the area. This is, of course, why the troops have been pulled out of Iraq, folks. It isn't because they're bringing them home. It's because they want to start a new war, and so they're going to need troops to participate in it. And if this war does eventuate, then all we will see is the rape and destruction of yet another country, which will then be put out of action forever via America's use of weapons of mass destruction, just as it has done to every other country in the Middle East whose affairs it has chosen to involve itself in. And folks, I don't know how the people of the world can't see how ludicrous it is to go into a country and to rape it using depleted uranium weaponry because you're concerned that that country will develop weapons of mass destruction. Because if the United States was at all concerned about such things, it wouldn't be using depleted uranium and effectively polluting the earth for millions upon millions of years into the future. The world is truly in a pretty messed up state. Sometimes you can look at it and you just wonder if mankind will ever find a way to climb out of the pit. But I still believe we can do it, folks. I still believe that the penny will drop one day, and the people will realize the value of themselves, they'll realize the value of their community, and they'll realize the worth of others, the worth of the people around them. I believe that we are given opportunities to embrace this understanding almost every moment of every day. But human consciousness is kept so busy on the treadmill and so distracted by the false reality that's fed to it by the mainstream media that the vast majority of people just don't seem to notice what's going on around them. They don't ever get the time to step back and see how the world really works. There are a lot of us who can see it. There are a lot of people who are in fear for the direction mankind is heading. But every cloud has a silver lining, and I believe that within that fear also lies golden opportunity, if only the people would change their perspective of how things work and change their perspective of what these obstacles in life can actually present us with. Some of the greatest changes, some of the greatest discoveries, some of the greatest moments that have ever existed in the human experience is when mankind made the conscious choice to overcome a critical challenge that was placed before it. And we are currently in such a time. Let's just hope that collectively we make the right choice. Well, we're almost out of time here, folks. I guess I've probably gone off on a few tangents today, but there is always so much to talk about, and there's always so much information that I feel like I need to share. I know that I often say the same things and probably repeat myself on a lot of the shows, but I think sometimes it's also good for people to be reminded of certain aspects about reality that they often forget. Sometimes we just need a little nudge. And I believe that it's very important for people to understand the gravity of the situation that we're facing. And people need to know what the problem is, because if they're not aware of the problem, then they can never implement the solution. As of course, solution can only come once people realize that an actual problem exists. And so that's what I attempt to bring you on these radio shows, and I know I probably do present you with information that may be a little bit overwhelming at times, but I do so in order to be able to illustrate the need for us to implement certain solutions to change the direction that we're heading in. Because I think it can be done very easily. And if I still didn't believe 100% in my heart that we can change this, then I simply wouldn't be able to continue doing the shows. And so I do believe it, folks. But as I've often said, the only way we're going to address these problems is through practical application of the knowledge that we've gained to the world around us. We really have to apply these understandings to the world around us, apply them to the people that we know, and apply them to ourselves. Once we learn to do that, and once we do that collectively, well, suffice to say that the change that we could bring about and the rapid nature of this change would be nothing short of miraculous. I think that's pretty well it for me today, folks. Thank you for putting up with my rather esoteric ramblings today. I'm not quite sure where we started on this whole discussion, but I think we probably ended up in the same place that we usually end up, and that is by coming back to the power that we have to quite literally change everything that we perceive to be wrong about our world into everything that is right. It really would be very simple to do. Well, thanks for listening to the show today. Thank you for visiting the Crow House. Thank you to anybody who has ever helped me with the website. Your support is greatly appreciated and very much needed. It's the only thing that keeps me going. And so please accept my most sincere thanks for the help and support that you've shown me. But that is it for me for the day. It's been a pleasure speaking to you here on the American Voice Radio Network once again. I look forward to speaking to you again next week. Please take care until then. And don't forget that you are communicating with reality every moment of every day. So be aware of what you think and be aware of your true intentions and lead by example in all that you do. In La Keshe.